The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. He and I have been saying this for some time. It does appear as North Korea has backed off a bit here, and so diplomacy gets another chance, Harley.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you really want someone to talk about peace, you bring a bigger stick. And evidently, that's part of what's happened.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, they took a look, they took the measure of Donald Trump, and they said, well, maybe we ought to talk a little bit.
Yeah, not sure what he might do.
No, nobody's sure. That's for sure. People on Guam are very, very nervous.
Yeah.
The U.S. Secretary...
But they backed away from that now, haven't they, North Korea?
Well, they have at least a bit. You know, on the other hand, a lot of people, a lot of analysts are really concerned that what North Korea is really doing is starting another stalling game. You know, they want to... maybe get into talks. How long are they going to discuss the size of the table?
Yeah, well,
stuff?
We don't mind the stalling, just so long as the, you know, the action doesn't take place. That's the key. But diplomacy gets a chance here. North Korea have backed off, and Donald Trump just said, we're ready to go. You want to do it? We're ready to go. And the question is, does this lunatic in North Korea want to blow himself up? Because he can't clean us out without cleaning himself out. What's this Blacks Only Orientation Day?
Well, this is a lot of people finding it a bit shocking because you couldn't possibly have a whites-only orientation day or an Asian-only orientation day. This is at the University of San Francisco this week. They're hosting a very segregated orientation dedicated to black students. Many times in orientation days, say two or three days, there will be a section where black students can go and get some advice how they best fit into the thing. But this is, you know, as they put it, designed by black students, faculty, and staff to welcome new black students to the University of San Francisco Black Experience.
Oh, Harley, stop it. Stop it. I want to hear about the ice cream eating world record. Come on.
Well, there's a new world record set at the Indiana State Fair. The most ice cream ever eaten at a competition eating contest. Their mind will, you know, 16 pints of ice cream in 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Was he sick after?
There's a woman, Mickey.
A woman. A woman.
Yeah.
If it was mint flavor, I'd give it a go.
Really?
Mint. Not sick. No, not 16 pints. 32 cups of ice cream in 6 minutes. Thank you, Harley.